And you may remember a few weeks ago we visited a new project encouraging people to get healthy. It's called Weight Matters, and it's a holistic approach to healthy living using tools such as NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, we'll talk more about that in a bit, hypnosis, and a variety of approaches that break away from just counting calories. So Tracy Viner is taking part in the project, Marina Larios is part of the team who organised the project, and they're both here in the studio to have a chat about what this programme and this project can do possibly for you. But before we talk to them, let's hear what Tracy had to say before she attended her first meeting.
It's Tuesday evening and tomorrow morning's the first in the seminars. It's going to be NLP in the morning, and I think I'm feeling a little bit nervous about who else is going to be on the course. Am I going to be compatible with them, because we've got a journey to do together, and I hope they're going to have some similar issues to me, some that I will learn from, but also people that are willing to be open and share, which isn't always easy. So I think that hopefully there'll be a chance to get to know one another and learn to trust one another over the next few weeks as well. I know a little bit about NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and it's about listening to your brain and giving it the right message to support yourself. I think is my simplistic understanding of it, but it'd be really interesting to hear in the morning how that can help me with my health and weight, and how I can use it going forward, possibly in all walks of life. As I say, I'm a little bit nervous, but not too bad. I'm not sure how big the group's going to be, so that will be interesting as well. And hopefully it will all go well, and I'll give you an update after I've been tomorrow.
Tracy, sounding very nervous. Tracy Vine is here, along with Marina, who's one of the facilitators on the course. So if I can just start with you then, Tracy, listening back to that, can we just talk a bit about relationships? Because that seemed to be your focus. You were most concerned about the other people, weren't you, on the course?
Yes, because I think you realise, because I'm in here talking about it, that I am somebody that, when I do open up and share, it's hard. Sometimes I want people to do that on the same level. And then you do actually have that proper trusting relationship, and it works well together. So it's how do you sort of build those bonds, but also in a learning place, and people want to get different things from it. We're all going to have our own goals. So it's getting that balance right. And I think I probably sounded quite nervous, because also I was doing audio stuff for radio, and I don't know what I'm doing with that either. It's the first time I've done anything like that.
And it's a weird thing to open yourself to. It's a very personal thing, your weight. You know, if I think about my this is my story of my weight, it's very personal, some of which, you know, like I was talking to a friend recently who I've known for 20 odd years, who told me that she had bulimia, that she'd lived with bulimia for some of the years that I'd known her, and I didn't know that. And we can be very private about this, can't we?
Yes, and that see, if a friend did that with me, I'd actually feel I'd failed her as a friend. So there's two sides to that, that she had to keep it. Also I'm thinking, well, why wouldn't I know? And so it is, for people's reactions as well are very personal, and it's how do you manage that? So I could talk about this for ages.
And do.
It's how do you, because some of it is actually admitting to yourself. So you're actually on your own personal journey while you're doing this, and it's how much do you share? And you might say something out loud, and it's actually the first time that you've registered it for yourself as well. And how do you manage all of that and cope with the implications of it as well?
Right, it's a big thing, isn't it? Lots of things going on. What is NLP then?
It's neuro-linguistic programming.
What does it mean, that, Tracy?
Please, can you ask Marina? She's the Marina, one that held the session.
Yeah, let's get Marina involved in this. What does it actually mean then, Marina?
Well, it is really quite simple. It's understanding the program behind our behavior, from the way we talk to ourselves. So a good example is, for example, the mind cannot accept negatives. If I say to you, Paulette, do not think about a green tree, what comes to mind?
A green tree.
Exactly. So very often when we say, I don't want to eat a biscuit, or I don't want to put on weight, we are giving ourselves a very different order. So it's very important to understand the use of language, the use about how our paradigms, the way we see lives, our filters can influence our behavior. So NLP is very much about understanding those patterns of behavior to disrupt the program.
Right. So it's about how we talk to ourselves as well.
Very, very important. I think we do we talk to ourselves all the time. Mm. And sometimes we're very harsh to ourselves.
We are. And we're harsher with ourselves than we are. You know, when you said that just now, I would, when you said that if your friend had told you that she had been living with bulimia, you'd take it out on yourself, which was an interesting way around looking at it. And I thought, oh, should I have been, you know, should
no,
I
no,
thought,
please
but then
don't start
I
doing
thought
that.
I didn't, you know, I didn't really. I just thought, I felt sad that I couldn't have offered her more support. So I suppose there's a bit of that in there. So is it difficult then through neuro-linguistic programming, NLP we'll call it from now on because I'm struggling with that phrase, is it difficult to unpick and to go, are you going back into the source of why some of us eat more than our bodies can cope with?
Yes, I think it's a holistic approach between NLP, mindfulness and self-hypnosis. It's trying to look at interventions that can help break that pattern. Because at the end of the day, what is change? Is making choices that are different from the day before. So if you can start making those choices that are a bit different, then you can start having impact. But you have, like what Tracy was saying, we're very busy and we never have time to reflect on how we feel, how do we relate to food when we are eating a biscuit. And when you have time out, just look at yourself and just, like Tracy's saying, start talking to yourself about how you relate to being healthy and what are the challenges you're facing. It is quite powerful.
We're going to talk to Tracy about how she felt after the meeting and also how she's doing now in terms of, you know, whether or not her life is already being affected. But if you want to get in touch, join our discussion. You can do that. You know you can. Tracy and Marina are with me. 0800 111 4949 and our text number is 81333. Start your message with Sheffield.